Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, October the 26th, and we're talking about a couple of really special events, nice events, one coming up this weekend and one coming up next weekend. Let's start, first of all, with Melinda Lotvin. Welcome to Radio Friends, Melinda.
Hi, Paul.
Fall into Arts, that's what we're talking about, and that's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
At
Arcade Plaza.
Yes.
And what is Fall into Arts?
Well, this will be our second year, and we'll have artists lining the hallways of the Parkade Center.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the Parkade Center is like the first mall in Columbia, and so
right.
You have that rich tradition. They had art shows in there back in the 70s. So here it is, the past and the present
yeah.
coming together.
It used to be called Parks Parkade. You remember that?
No, I wouldn't. No, you're older than I am.
Parks Parkade Plaza. That's what it used to be called now. But anyway, so you're going to be lining the hallways
with artists. We're going to have demonstrations. We're going to have kids' activities.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be music. We've got, for all the Mizzou fans out there, we've got a big screen that we're going to have up. So if your wife wants to shop and you want to... go watch the game during the art show.
We're going to have the game going on.
Yes, we'll have the game going on, so we've got everybody taken care of here.
Okay. So you got arts and you got football.
Exactly.
Okay.
And music, yes.
Yeah.
But we'll have pottery and jewelry and, of course, gourds.
Wood. Now, wait, I want to show you something. Go to kbia.org. Then look at the vodcast of Radio Friends, and you will see this is an example of one of the little gourds. This is a necklace gourd that you're wearing with Truman. Is that Truman?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Truman painted on there. But you got to see the details. That is beautiful, Melinda. How many gourds will you have on display out there?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't counted, Paul. I'm still painting.
Okay. But if you want to see this, go to kbia.org, then click on Programs, Paul Pepper, and then go to the vodcast, and you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so mark your calendar, the date and the time.
It is the 29th and 30th.
This Saturday and Sunday.
From 10 to 5.
Okay.
And everything's indoors, and like I said, it's
10
fun.
10 to 5 on Sunday, too?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to start
yes.
at, okay.
Yeah, and it's fun for the family, and it's just going to be great. This will be our second year, and it's just getting better and better and better.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And the music, you said live music?
Yeah, we're going to have music as well. We'll have music throughout as well.
So you got everything going on.
We've got everything going
on. Right.
Children's activities, demonstrations, access arts, Columbia Art League, so we've got it all.
And the big screen TV, so you don't have to miss the football game.
Exactly. We got everybody covered.
Thank you. Melinda Lotvin, pleasure having you here.
Oh, good to be here, Paul.
Now, okay, so that's this coming weekend. Now, next weekend, you can go back to Parkade Center again. It's called Parkade Center now, right?
Yes.
Parkade Center. It used to be Parkade. You remember it when it was at?
I do not remember that, Paul. Sorry.
I'm the only one that remembers that. That shows how old I am. But next weekend, the Central Missouri Scale Modelers are going to be there.
Yes.
And this is Colin Smilek. Welcome to Radio
Thanks,
Friend,
Paul. Welcome back. I appreciate it.
So what have you got going next weekend?
Next weekend, we're going to be hosting our first annual Tiger Con. And what Tiger Con is, it is a competition, a model competition, a model show. Mm-hmm. So basically what we're going to have is modelers from all across the state gathering in Columbia to show the projects they work on and compete with each other.
Now, when you talk about modelers, are you talking about modelers who put these together from the boxes that you can buy? Or are people that make these ships that they carve the toothpicks themselves and put them together?
Actually, we can have both. Typically, the people that we get are people who put the plastic ships and or plastic kits together.
Yeah.
But we do have people that bring their projects and their handcrafted, hand-carved hulls
of
ships.
Do you do that?
I did not do very well my first attempt, so I stopped doing
but
that.
But I have seen some people who will put models together using toothpicks.
Yes.
You've seen that, right?
Yes.
And they look beautiful.
Yes. And it'll take 50, 100 hours to do. Uh-huh. It's a little bit longer than what I want to do and spend in my project.
Or building a ship in a bottle.
That's a little bit beyond my capability.
Okay.
But this is what we have.
Okay. Here's what we have here. And I want to show you again. Go to kbia.org, click on programs and on Paul Pepper, and then you watch the vodcast of this. Here are some of the models that we're talking about. Here's the Starship
Enterprise.
No, the Starship Enterprise, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this was put together by?
That was mine.
Oh, this is yours.
That's mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I put the Cuddy Sark together. The
you
big
need
ship.
To bring it. We talked about that last time.
Oh, did we talk about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure
oh,
did.
See, I forgot I even
yeah.
said that.
Yeah.
But my dog did a good job of taking part of it apart.
Okay, that's a problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Then, okay. what is this?
That is a T-55 Soviet World War II tank, uh-huh. and that is built by Brian Lloyd. So he did a
and,
very good job
you know,
with that.
You don't realize how tedious it is
right.
to put some of this stuff together, especially if you have big clumsy hands
yes.
and you're trying to put little tiny pieces there
well,
gluing.
Look at those little hooks that are on the top of the turret. Those
okay.
are all hand
yeah.
parted in there, so those are all
the biggest,
attached by hand. So.
The biggest problem I remember in putting together models, and I used to do that, is I'd get the glue stuck on my fingers.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you go to try to put a piece in.
And it's... this is still stuck.
You're tearing the rest of it apart because your finger is sticking to
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you take care of that?
Well, some people use gloves to when they're doing the gluing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you apply the glue with toothpicks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you can get the glue to one
yeah,
specific area.
Yeah, I think
area,
I would
so.
Lose patience and I would
sure,
try to do
sure.
it fast.
Well, some of the people we're going to have next weekend spend 10, 20, 30 hours to put together huge projects.
Yeah.
So it's very detailed and it's...
Yeah, it is. I don't think I have the patience
time.
For that anymore. Now.
Well,
so
sure
I admire you guys that do that. Here's one
well,
more that we show you. This is what?
That's an X-15 rocket plane that was in use in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
So,
and who put this together?
That was me, too.
That was, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. So. you got a lot of patience. So if people want to come out and see all these models, they'll be on display. It'll be next Saturday and
it's
Sunday?
It's a competition and display, but it's next Saturday the 5th on the 5th.
Okay.
And the public is welcome to show up starting at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to be there until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Next Saturday, the 5th of...
It's the 5th of November. So it's
5th of November. 5th of November. Okay. Thank you very much, Colin,
thanks,
for coming
Paul.
By. And that'll
appreciate
be at Parkade.
It. Yes, it'll be at Parkade Center.
Mm-hmm. Parkade Center. It used to be called Parkade Plaza.
Okay.
Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And tomorrow we've got Youth Community Coalition and Access Arts will be on. Thank you so much for joining us. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, with something you'd like to hear.